and welcome to the Courtney Turner Podcast. My guest today is Philip Wilson. We have talked to him before. We're going to learn more about Relaxa saunas. I absolutely love these saunas, and we're going to talk about why. But before we do, I just want to remind you that we are trying to raise money for me to be able to go and combat the WHO in Geneva at the end of May. And it is an incredible honor that they have asked me to join them. They are trying to build a model, a parallel model for us to have personal sovereignty, health sovereignty. And that is the summit that I have been invited to join. This is the Inspire Global Leadership Summit in Geneva. And I cannot go without your support. So if you want to see me go and combat the WHO, then please go over to click the links below or to my website. That is CourtneyTurner.com. Again, I spell my name kind of differently. It's Courtenay, CourtenayTurner.com. And you will see under the support page, you can send me some support there for going over to the WHO, or if you just want to support the podcast, I welcome that as well. You can send letters, snail mail. You can do 6041 Rural Plains Circle, Suite 110, number 106, Franklin, Tennessee, 37064. And there are all sorts of other great ways that you can support the show there. And great products like Relaxa Sauna. We're going to talk about that today. So, yeah, and the discount code is Quartz, so it's C-O-U-R-T-Z, and yeah, so you can go check out all the stuff on my website or just click the links below, and of course, please share, like, and if you're not already subscribed, please do. All of that helps me as well, so I am so grateful for the people who have supported. Some people have already started to send in support for the WHO as well, for me to go combat the WHO, and I also want to let you know that they are welcoming people to come to the rally. That is open for anybody who wants to join, not the summit, but the rally is open, and you can also do protests from home, you know, really, or send letters to your local legislators to tell them that we want to create, you know, safeguards against what the WHO and the UN are trying to do. There are some states that have been leading the way with this, so you can talk to your state legislators, and even at the county level, there are things that people can do. So, you know, I encourage everybody to get involved, do what it is that they feel called to do, and to really help protect our personal sovereignty, because it is in jeopardy, I believe. So, yeah, let's bring on Phil. Let's talk about these relaxed saunas. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Nice to see you again. It was it's always a pleasure being interviewed by you. It's a lot of fun, and I'm in the same ballpark. I've been going to Red Pill Expo since October 2020. And then all the Freedom Expos I can, and yes. because I've been into health foods and holistic, you know, holistic therapy and naturopathy and all the holistic, you know, whatever since 1970, 71.
Wow.
So this is my baby. I've been working with Dr. Yamayani about getting fluoride out of the water system, and that he wrote the book Fluoride, the Aging Factor. And this was in 1979. My manager had my health food store. She didn't want to get her kids vaccinated, you know, and so I was really aware of in the early 80s all about that. And so, you know, and I got into fasting way back, and I could sense when I got very sensitive to feel energies.
Sure.
And the relaxed sauna is the pinnacle of all the products I've ever sold that cleanses me and get connected to the divine. I say it gets me. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I knew Dr. Yamayani very well, and he was a national science director for the National Health Federation back in the late 70s. And he was he brought Dick Gregory to Columbus, Ohio, and I've been working. Yeah, like, you know. Effectively, you know, like I used to be. I was born a liberal, and I became a radical. And then after being a radical for a year, I became a super radical. And the super radical is the one who sees exactly what's going on, but quits reacting and instead responds. Because respond, that comes from the word responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
See, and if you react, you can't effectively respond. So we have to honor people in their ignorance, honor people in the nefariousness, honor people in their stupidity, and honor them for their love, for the love that they do have. We have to honor them. And once we do, it's like a math problem. Just the fact, ma'am, you put the data and then you can see what to do. Because that's my background on mathematics. Spontaneously solve math problems, advanced calculus students at Indiana University in the 60s. Way back.
Yeah, fun times. So you were saying that there is some new information about these saunas. Can you share that with us?
Yes. I talked to Dr. Chuck Stubbins this afternoon.
Okay.
And we sent there's a university physics lab. New England. We sent the Relax sauna and we sent another sauna reputed to be one of the best.
Wow.
And night and day difference. The Relax sauna. You have three things you want, just like in life. Mm-hmm. You know, I was reading a book by Paul Twitchell and said, it's your attitude,
okay,
and your ability to put your attention where you wish to place it. So what we have here, we have the focused energy. We want to give you the energy that actually resonates with your water molecules.
Right.
Okay. Because if I can send off an energy that's the same energy as you, you're not going to react and resist it because it's you and you love you. So the energy is going to be absorbed by the body. It's going to penetrate and it's going to cause the water molecules in your body to spin and vibrate. Now, I'm a physicist at a show a couple of years ago, who's very familiar with the Relax sauna, said that when you do this, that causes the voltage of the water molecule to increase.
Wow.
You know,
and what is the increasing the voltage of the water molecule do? What's the benefit? Why do we want that?
That's called raising body temperature.
Ah, yes. Okay. Yes.
See, because if we can get, if you just imagine 100 people in a small room dancing, it's going to get really hot in that room.
Yes. I would imagine so.
and Hippocrates, you know who he is.
Yes, of course.
He's known to be the father of modern medicine. He's done a lot of good things. You know,
above, said all disease starts in the gut.
That's right. He also said, above all, do no harm. And
yes,
I don't know if they listen to him now.
I think that oath has been done away with in many places, unfortunately. I don't see many people upholding that one anymore.
Well,
but yes, that was... But, above all, do no harm.
Right. And then here we have, find me a way to create sweat, fever and sweat, and I will cure disease.
Yes.
So when we raise body temperature, that's the fever that's going to fulfill the dream of Hippocrates.
Yes.
And so if we can, you know, when I was, I don't know, when you were a kid, did you ever wake up on the third day of a flu soaked in sweat and feeling great?
Sure.
That's common. And that's when the fever breaks, boom, magic happens, because that's a natural process of cleansing.
Right.
That nature does with all animals, including humans.
Mm-hmm.
So generally the fire infrared ray energy that we send out, it's humans, mammals, and birds, we all vibrate at a certain frequency, 9.8 microns. And Dr. Sherry Rogers wrote this book, Toxic Buy or Die, spawned an industry. And she said, page 208, that we are far infrared light beams. And we are mainly at 9.4 microns.
9.4 microns?
Yes, microns. Now, the measurement of a micron is hard for us to conceive.
And
since the name of my upcoming book is called Pictures of the Mind, And I, you know, have a lot of mathematics background where you're looking at pictures all the time. So the diameter of a human hair is about 50 microns.
50?
Yes. So that's about five. The vibration, the frequency, the wavelength of our energy going out is about 1/5 the size of a human hair.
Wow.
Okay.
That is really hard to conceive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's 10 times the frequency, or 12 times the frequency of red.
Wow.
And 20 times the frequency of violet. So,
interesting. So
violet and red do not resonate with our water molecules.
Right.
They affect the skin. And then a lot of people have been talking about near infrared as if it's God's wonderful gift to mankind. But again, all the frequencies come from the sun, and about 50% of the energy that comes from the sun is near infrared. So just like if you're getting plenty of calcium and magnesium from your food, you don't need to supplement with it.
Right.
So we're getting plenty of
absorbing it.
Yes. But we're not getting, we can't absorb near infrared. Only goes 1 to 2 millimeters into the skin. It's good for the skin. And same with red light. Red light is good for the skin.
They use red light for a lot of the anti-aging stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Red light. There's a whole lot of information coming out about red light. It's like a fad. I was a little red light device and I was selling this too, but I was selling a little red light device for about 40 years and it was a bit of pain and inflammation and would, you know, it was nice. Yeah. We sold a few and then it was good, but and the bigger devices that cost $30,000 are pretty impressive.
Wow. And what do they do? In what way?
They're helpful to a lot of people and they're good. But see, we were at a conference where this one lady had a booth and she was selling microcurrent technology. And microcurrent technology is very good. And her partner, the owner of the company, said, "Hey, you go over there and check out the Relaxon. I think we want one of these to augment what we do." And the doctor went over. She'd had cancer about 40 years ago, and she got in the relaxed sauna. And after about 8 minutes, he said, "Oh, my gosh, I can feel all my systems rebuilding themselves."
Wow. And said,
"We have to have this in our clinic." And so you know, the whole, see, it's all part of energy medicine. And what did Tesla say? What did Edison say? What did Jacob Lieberman say? They all said that light medicine is the medicine of the future. You know, part, whatever. Yeah. And so
it's all frequency. It's all energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are not frequency. We are what we are. Okay. Now, whatever you want to call that which you are, you can call it soul or whatever, the essence of who you are that essence. And that essence has a vibration rate. Okay. And that's, so we are light beams. And what do they say in India? The yogis say, they say, "Namaste." I honor the light within you and I recognize it as myself. See, so when I was explaining how we're related, because my phone number as a kid was Turner 3357, I said, we're related. But in actuality, you know, I agree with the yogis that I am. Whatever you are, essence is, I am that also. And so therefore, I would never want to hurt another part of me.
Right.
It's just not in my nature, you know, at least not at this moment.
Well, that's good. I wanted to address when you were talking about the fever, because I, you know, there's such a push like to take a, you know, medication to break the fever. And especially with parents, they get very scared when the children have fever, but that is the body's natural healing mechanism.
It's like, it's funny, you know, like lemon, ginger, mm-hmm. and like chicken soup. Okay, that's what we had as a kid. You have the lemon wannabe called Sprite. You have the ginger wannabe ginger ale. And so
the simulacra, not quite the thing, but yeah.
But it's good. It's you know, we want to, you know, like, for example, I've got a formula that we sell in my health food store in Columbus, Ohio, and it's got about 4 or 5 or 6 different names. It'll mm-hmm. get leg cramps. It'll get rid of indigestion. And you know mm-hmm. what it is? It's apple cider vinegar, ginger and garlic.
Nice. Yeah. And good stuff.
You know, the old natural remedies. You see, I didn't know any better. And so I haven't had a drug in about 50 some years, except when I had a kidney stone. And then I would take anything, you know.
Right.
But I used to be anti-drug. And then I had an asthma attack about 50 years ago. And I had 6 or 7, 8 herbal remedies that fixed it. But all of a sudden, none of them worked. And the reason they didn't work is because they wanted to show me that drugs have their place and you don't want to be anti anything.
Mm-hmm.
You want to honor that. You know, you can, you know, so if you're for or against anything, so you get locked into duality.
Right.
You get locked into duality, you can't think straight.
Right. No, there's definitely, I mean, I think that there's definitely a time and place for, especially, you know, acute medicine. Absolutely. But I think it's definitely become a paradigm and a model that's way overused. And it's also not well-informed, you know. I mean, the pharmacy comes from the Greek pharmakon, which means to poison while curing. So it's, you know, that's what you're often not told, is that while it may alleviate your symptoms, it is a poison. So you will likely have some other risks and side effects associated with it. And that's what people are typically not told. And sometimes the benefit outweighs the risk. Sometimes people make that choice, but oftentimes they don't know that that's the choice that they're making. They don't even know that there's a risk associated. They don't know that it is literally a poison. And that is why it's, you know, it's curing some of those symptoms because it's creating something else. So,
no, well, what did you say was the poison?
Oh, I was saying that pharmacy comes from the Greek pharmakon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And pharmakon is this oxymoronic term that means, you know, to cure while poisoning.
You know, it's
basically relieve and poison is like a more accurate translation, but yeah.
It's a crazy world we live in, and that's why I say I'm just visiting.
Yeah.
Now,
we're just passing through. Yeah.
And that's true. See, you pass through because, we always have to remember what we are. You know, like the Bhagavad Gita with Krishna and the war. You know, we always have to remember that if we can just remember who we are and that we're a ball of love. And that's what I call the energy that comes out of the relaxed sauna.
Mm-hmm.
I call it loving light.
Loving light.
Loving light. Yeah. And I talked to a doctor, you know, and he said, well, do you have more of a scientific explanation? And I said, well, we do. The relaxed sauna sends off an energy. It's the same frequency as I was explaining. A sauna of light. Water vibrates at 8 microns. We vibrate at 9.4 microns. We were measured by the laboratory in New England and also one in Los Angeles. All the energy we give you is far infrared light. We don't give you near infrared light. We don't give you mid infrared. We only give you the far infrared light because that's the energy that makes an impact on our water molecules and our cells. And that causes your water molecules to vibrate, spin, and increases your body temperature. Now, there's a man on Reddit.com in 2017, February. He posted he says, wow, these wooden saunas, they can do wonders. I wonder if this $250 Amazon sauna can do what they say.
Right.
And, you know, he was a little bit disappointed. So he got a $500, one of the best, they say, on Amazon. Uh-huh. And it did the same thing. It increased body temperature only a half a degree in 25 minutes.
Yeah. And this one heats up so quickly.
Yeah. That's the beauty. Now, you've been experiencing the relaxed sauna, haven't you?
Yeah. And I always say that's one of the things I really do love about it is that, you know, I have a sauna. It was my engagement gift. And I love it. But the thing about it is that it takes a good like half hour, 40 minutes to heat up. So you really have to prepare. And then, of course, I have to shower afterwards. It's usually more of a nighttime kind of a thing. But this one heats up in like 20 seconds, something really, really fast. It feels like it's 20 seconds. And I can keep my head out of it. So I can really do it in the middle of the day and, you know, not have to redo my hair or makeup. So I don't know that men appreciate that as much as, but I know the ladies out there will really appreciate that because it definitely takes a good chunk out of the day. It's kind of like you have to structure your whole day around your gym time because you have to shower, do hair and makeup and all of that. So it definitely is a lot more convenient. And it's also great as kind of just like a, you know, it's a pick me up where it's like, I feel like, you know, some of the other saunas that I've had have been really relaxing, but it's not necessarily something I can hop into and feel like kind of energized and go back about my day. And I like that. That's really great. Yeah.
There's a lady in Las Vegas who's a detox specialist. Mm-hmm. And she was saying when I met her a couple of years ago, she had the best portable sauna out there. And I said, okay, can I entice you to go in the relaxed sauna for just 10 seconds? Mm-hmm. So she did, and right. Been there for 5, 6, 7 minutes, and she said, "Wow!" And she bought one, and then sometime later, she said, "I'm going to start telling these to my my clients." Mm-hmm. She ordered one, and I went over to her house, and she gave me about a 6-minute interview, saying she had a $1,200 portable sauna. She gave it away. She had a higher dose blanket. She gave it away because those saunas or that blanket left her depleted of energy.
Mm, right.
And she said, saunas are not alike. They're not alike. They're all different. And she said, when I go into the relax, it's like issues. When I go into the relax, I feel revitalized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. It's definitely very, I feel, yeah, revitalized, energized. Yeah.
Yeah. And great. What's interesting is you can do that in 5 to 7 minutes without sweating. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, I guarantee you, you know, 100% of your pain or at least 50% will be gone without sweating in 5 to 7 minutes with your clothes on.
Wow.
Yeah. That's impressive.
That is very impressive.
And, you know, a lot of times when I'm at conferences, I talk to people. See, in the picture there, you can see that the near-infrared only penetrates in the skin. And when you go onto the sun on a hot day, I mean, that feeling of going out in the sun on a hot day, closing your eyes, and you feel that incredible warmth to the core of your bone. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like being in the relaxed sauna. And that's what the research in New England indicated. They said that we penetrated. The power density, three times the power density of the $1,200 sauna.
Wow.
And instead of only about 10% of the energy being exactly far infrared energy, we had 100% of our energy. And this is the second test where all of our energy is between 7 and 14 microns. And so, you know, people, you know, there's been so much hype. I mean, you know, everything is good, but if you want to increase your body temperature and you know, make the dream of Hippocrates come true by creating a fever in your body so you can be healed, then you want the far infrared energy only. Now, see, but other saunas, they all have maybe, I don't know, haven't measured them, between 10 and 50% of their energy is far infrared energy. I don't know what part actually is between the magic frequency of 14 microns.
Right.
But you know, there's hundreds and thousands of people who go into their saunas, and I went into many saunas before I ever heard of the relaxed sauna, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. you know, but it's like, you know, if you live 4 miles from the grocery store and someone gives you a bicycle, you're going to be damn excited. A motorcycle, right, sure, you're more excited. But, you know, but then you're going to have trouble taking all the groceries home. But if you give you a Mercedes, your trip is going to be more pleasant, yeah, and you're going to be able to take all the groceries home as well.
Right.
It's nice when you, so we took 10 years from 1987, the Relaxana company in Taiwan, okay, not China, to create a semiconductor chip technology. That filters out the near infrared, that filters out the mid infrared, and only gives you the far infrared between 4 and 14 microns, but it's actually between 7 and 14 microns. And that is absorbed by the body, not resisted. And so it does increase body temperature. So the guy on Reddit.com, he said, mm-hmm, when he tested the Relax sauna, it increased body temperature 3.2 degrees. Or
wow,
in 25 minutes. And he says, wow. And then he said, but the most important thing is something called heart rate variability.
Yeah.
Now, tell me what you know about heart rate variability.
Well, that's what all those trackers are measuring, right? And so it gives you, you want to have higher heart rate variability. So this is the range between your max heart rate and your resting heart rate. And the higher it is, that's a better, it's a sign of being like more well rested. You'll typically have better recovery. So you can usually, for athletes, it's a great measure of a day that you can go much harder. Whereas if your heart rate variability is lower, that's probably a day you want to pull back or maybe have a recovery day. So usually it's a sign of how well recovered and rested and healthy you are. Yeah.
Well, thank you. So he noticed that the portable saunas, the Amazon, mm-hmm, saunas, did not increase heart rate variability hardly at all. Okay. They totally failed to do what the research on, you know, on PubMed.com, the research on infrared saunas are able to do.
Right.
So, but when he measured the heart rate variability increase in the relaxed sauna, it, mm-hmm, it blew away. It put to shame the research on the wooden sauna.
Wow.
But it's hard to get this across to someone who spent $8,000.
And this is...
Yeah.
And this is because of the frequency and the vibration of the water molecules.
It's because we're able to increase body temperature more, mm-hmm, by not just having the correct frequency, mm-hmm, we're 1400 watts. We're not 1000 watts. We're 1400 watts. But but there's something about the semiconductor chips. It's computer technology. It's like computer technology, like AI. It's mm-hmm, computer technology can do a lot more. Like in those fab car things, you know, that's all those use semiconductor chips for. Sure. That's what's used in all the new cars. Semiconductor chips. Taiwan makes 94% of the world's semiconductor chips. Mm-hmm. So we use the semiconductor chip, and that's the magic of why we can do what other saunas would love to be able to do, but are not able to.
Right.
So I'm not sure if they do this out of ignorance, but they seem to believe that they coined a term called full spectrum infrared.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. Yes.
And that means the same as infrared. Because all the saunas have lots of near, a little bit of mid, and mm-hmm, stuff far, okay. Mm-hmm. And they call it near, mid, and far because that's because it's nearer to the visible color spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Mid, far, infrared. Mid infrared is a little bit further away from the color spectrum, and far infrared is a lot further. Now, sure, far infrared goes all the way from 4 microns to 1,000 microns. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But only the 4 to 14 actually has an impact. And so, you know, and then when you get to 1,000, then you start getting into the microwave.
Okay.
So now this is a microwave device. Okay.
Right. You don't want that though, right? Because that's
the, No. The EMF on this is 10 times more dangerous than the EMF any household appliance. And the Relax sauna, actually, fire and fret in general has been proven in Japan. And the Relax sauna has 10 times the potency of fire and fret rate than any other sauna. So we are so much more effective in undoing the damage caused by microwave EMF.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
Anyone who's concerned about EMF,
yeah,
you get the Relax sauna, and that will help you get rid of the damage caused by it, and certainly isn't going to increase.
Right.
Now, in the same laboratory we got tested last month, that I got the results on today, the EMF of our sauna was way, way, way less than the EMF of a low EMF other sauna. Go figure. But, you know, we don't talk about the negatives so much. We talk about the power of the Relax sauna generators. That's what you're buying. Right. You're buying a far infrared sauna. And we have more far than and more strength. I think we're the only sauna that gives you 1,400 watts. Most others are 900 or 1,000.
Wow.
So there's a lot of benefits, but it's you know, it's like what I said about the guy who tested the Relax sauna on Reddit.com. It is, I mean, it was like pulling teeth way back in the early days, because I've been promoting these for 21 years. We were going to the Cancer Control Society conference in 2004. I've been going to naturopathic doctors and functional medicine shows for about 10 to 15 years. We go all over the place, and we educate the great holistic doctors of the 21st century in the United States. We go to Red Pill. We go to all the conferences to talk about freedom. Dr. Warner has conferences, the Dr. Warners, and we met. I mean, it's sad, very sad. I know I've got a good friend who was vaccine injured. She got vaccinated before she knew me. And when she started using the Relax sauna, oh my gosh, it is so warming. And at the one of the Freedom conferences, two of the speakers were actually nurses who had vaccine injured. Again, you know, we all awaken when we awaken, and sometimes getting vaccinated causes the awakening.
Right.
And one cried because she had feelings in her fingers for the first time in two and a half years.
Wow.
And the other one, who gave me the 10-minute interview, she also cried because she could not have feeling. She couldn't feel the circulation from her foot to her hip.
Wow.
So.
And the Relaxa sauna helped her. She was able to get her feeling back.
Instantly, in 5 to 10 minutes. Yes.
Wow.
See, people, that's amazing. And people have wooden saunas. Like what I was starting to say earlier, when they've spent $8,000 for a sauna and they look at this little pup tent or whatever you want to call it. I think you can see it behind me. The yellow towel. I mean, you know, I mean, I've even had people too embarrassed to go in there. but I say, I tell them two things. I say, it feels like your grandma's giving you a loving hug, you know, or it's like basking in the stepped down version of divine love.
Right.
Or you're in the presence of a Qigong master or a great guru, and you feel the warmth and unconditional love. Or you're on a beach in Hawaii or any tropical paradise. That's one way I get people in, because when you mention a grandma's hug, some say not my grandma, but most people, it's like talking about a baby or a dog or a pet. Okay. It just warms their heart. And so they said, okay, you got me. And other people, they're stubborn as hell. And then I finally say, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes, get rid of 100% to 50% of your pain without sweating. And all of a sudden they said, you know, I think I'll get in. And most of them are very, very happy. I know one lady, she got in and she said, my friend, all her pain went away. That other lady, all her pain went away. But me, I didn't experience any of that. I said, wow. Are you really serious about getting rid of that pain? She said, yes. I said, you come back, do 5-7 minutes, 3-4 times, and I can almost guarantee you you'll get better. So after she did 4 times, she was out at the buffet getting food, and all of a sudden she realized, what the heck's going on? I don't have any pain. And she came back the 5th time and bought it.
Wow.
But it's yeah, we meet a lot of these people at conferences that deal with home health. And I've amassed about 800 video interview testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
Some are spontaneous directly after they get an experience of, oh my gosh, where'd that pain go? And others that I come back, I said, I bought your sauna 3 years ago, last year, 5 years ago, 13 years ago. I wanted to tell you how much I love it and what it's done for me. And some say what it's done for my patients. So,
yeah. Amazing. And it's really convenient because it really is portable. You know, I mean, some of these saunas, they take up a lot of space, and this is yeah. Very, yeah.
Yeah. I've got a lot of people say, you know where my other sauna is? I said, it's a great closet. but, you know, I've always enjoyed saunas, and I don't care what kind of sauna. I mean, I like, the American Indian sweat lodges, the Amazon sweat lodges. I don't have Dr. Akpinar's book, but he did a history of sweating. It's called No Sweat, No Sweat. He's a Qigong master. He runs a cancer clinic. He's a medical doctor. He's a medical doctor, an acupuncturist. And as I mentioned, he's a Qigong master as well. And he says, you know, if you have cancer, use the relaxed sauna, you know. It'll be good for you, even if you're doing chemotherapy or radiation. It's good to do it when you're doing that too, because that's what he says. I'm not prescribing. We go to a lot of Lyme disease conferences, and we got 18 different video testimonial interviews on YouTube. Saying, you know, or our channel, relaxsaunas.com/YouTube, where they talk about how much it's helped. They're very good. And he's an incredible man. He's been the guest speaker at seminars on ozone. He's tuned in. He's from Turkey. He's a great man and a good friend of mine. And he's been using the Relax Sauna for 15 years. His business partner, James Onikian, was world champion kickbox champion in 2001. And he bought 10 saunas for me way back in the early 2000s and gave one to Dr. Akpinar. And he uses like 6 of them. He takes the radiators out and uses them in a yoga circle when the people do yoga. This is the lamp, okay?
Yeah.
Now my friend Mark out of Oklahoma, what he does... He uses the radiators, like one of them, and sometimes just half of the Relax Sauna radiator. He takes it out, and he says it makes a healing room. It makes it into a healing room. And I said, you know, that's just, I mean, I attract all these strange different kind of people. It's part of my nature. I've always been like that. I think I have an Aquarius moon, if that gives insight into that, and an Aquarius rising. So I appear to be as eccentric as I, you know, I'm really very warm and nurturing because I have a Cancer sun.
Okay.
Sometimes I appear strange and different.
You have a Cancer sun. Is that what you said? My rising is Cancer and my moon is Aries. I'm a Capricorn.
So if I have a Cancer sun, it means, you know, that my beingness is at harmony with the way you come across to the world.
Right. Exactly.
So
that's what they say.
So anyway, we've been having fun. And this lamp, this little lamp, if this one lady, her tongue got burnt through a laser and a pain of 9 for about 36 hours. And she was at a conference. And telling me, you know, that she's having trouble talking. I said, well, just put this on it. Just do this. Mm-hmm. Get your tongue out. and do so. You know, I said, just come back and get it, you know, and do it 3 or 4 times. So she came back in about 10 minutes and brought it back. And then at the end of the day, at the end of both 2 days, I said, what happened? Why didn't you come back and use it? She said, oh, it got rid of all the pain. I still don't have any. And I was telling you earlier that if you have menstrual cramps, and I've never had a menstrual cramp, but they say that for those who do, I mean, this lamp is totally amazing in its own sake for what it can do.
Yeah.
And if we didn't have the relaxed sauna, I could sell 40 of these in a weekend because it, you know, we had this little tiny red light thing, you know, and again, I have a red light machine myself, the guy who wrote one of the best books on red light, Ari Wood, one of the best books on red light therapy. He did an interview with our company, and he sold many saunas, and he promotes the relaxed sauna, and that was a hard nut to crack. Because he kept on asking us questions after question after question, because you know, we've got to deal with all this misinformation out there, and all the fake news. You have this on every level. It's sometimes it's you know, the people really believe, because every, like I said, you know, any car can get you to the grocery store.
Sure.
And so, and I love all saunas. They all, you know, hey, it's, you know, a lot of people don't understand. Yeah. And that he's Dr. Klinghart, about the dangers of EMF, EMF to the Western world. His partner took the relaxed sauna up to the hotel room. And in one session, her elbow pain she had for a year, gone.
Wow.
And doctor, a month later, they bought another sauna from us. And he said, no, I use the relaxed sauna. And Dr. Paul Anderson, who used to teach at Bastyr College for 25 years, he said, this is amazing. I can get the temperature to 101.5, 101.9 degrees. Oh, there's clean. Let's see.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. There we go.
Okay. We have gotten people definitely in the 101.5, 101.9 fever range, which is really quite hot for a sauna.
Sure.
It also tells us the relaxed sauna, it works quite well to get into that level of therapeutic hyperthermia, even though it was a sauna treatment. And those are the relaxed sauna radiators. So, you know, by going after and educating and introducing the relaxed sauna to those who are always, you know, looking for the best technologies. See, there's something a lot of people don't know. It's obvious, you know, but when the problem comes into this world, on the other side of the coin is a solution.
That solution's not always super obvious, but yes.
No, it's not. And some people are really attuned. We never see the problem because a solution comes. But and when we started getting more toxins in the world, we didn't need far infrared saunas in the 50s or the 60s. But as the world became more toxic because of what I thought was stupidity. the pharmaceutical companies are not necessarily our friend. You know, it's like the slogan when I was a kid growing up was better living through chemistry. I think that's the antithesis of what life is about. It's better living toward getting to know yourself, you know, like getting to know you, by tuning in and getting into relaxed state. And that's what's so beautiful about all infrared saunas. They activate the parasympathetic nervous system and get you into the space of no time. And that's why the relaxed sauna is called the relaxed sauna, because it really relaxes you. But you know what happens? Like when you meditate, you get really calm. All of a sudden, you start getting energized, but it's not a caffeine nervous kind of energy. It's pure energy connected by you connecting to that which you are. then the pure spiritual energy of who you are comes forth. And that's what happens in the relaxed sauna. And that's why you feel like you're truly loved. And that's why I call it loving light. But and so this doctor who I was explaining that to and gave him all the scientific information to at a conference, he came back the next day and said, you know, I think that description of loving light was the best.
Yeah, sounds it. Definitely. So, yeah, that's awesome. So with the far infrared, you were saying that all saunas have all different types of infrared. They all have near far. You said this one only has the far infrared?
It took us 10 years to figure out how to do that. And see, Planck's law says we can't do what we did, but Planck's law didn't know about computer technology. By using computer technology, using a semiconductor chip that you showed a picture of, and that, you know, you can see four of them right here. We can see what we do is we filter. Now, Bruce Lipton talked about the membrane of the cell is the brain of the cell. And what it is, it's a semiconductor. It filters in and only lets in the good nutrients, and it doesn't let in the nutrients that are harmful to the cell. So the semiconductor chip, like plastic, does not conduct. Copper does conduct, but ceramic can be made to conduct or not conduct depending upon the circumstances. And so that's why we can give you the pure far infrared energy. And again, it's like what Aunt Angela said. In that interview, you could look it up on our YouTube channel. But she said, all saunas are not alike. And, you know, it's sometimes hard, you know, when you, that's a different kind of a sauna. It's got a little $5, $10 camping chair, and it's got panels on the back and the front. It's got a little foot pad. And those are, you know, I had one like that for a year, and I loved it. But it did take me, I had to take the chair out because it didn't get me hot enough. And it took me 18 minutes to start sweating. And it took me 55 minutes to feel I had a really good sweat. And I loved it. And then I got a call from Taiwan saying, ours technology is a little bit different. Would you like to buy one? And I said, how much? And I said, okay, what the heck, send one. And 2 days it came, FedEx from Taiwan. And everyone at my store, everyone at my office said, oh my gosh, night and day difference. But if you've never, you know, and sometimes you're home and then you're coming to the relaxed sauna and then you experience that. Some people can tell right away. But this one friend of mine about 15 years ago, he said, well, this is the same as mine. Then we got home and tried his. He called me up and says, I have sauna envy.
Sauna envy.
he realized the relaxed sauna is different. And to think that the relaxed sauna is five times more powerful than any $8,000 sauna, you know, that's a hard pill to swallow. But, you know, I went to a nutrition conference in Minneapolis about 6-7 years ago, and I four different doctors, they have wooden saunas in their home and they don't use them. And they all bought relaxed saunas from me. But I have a joke about that. I said, you really love the relaxed sauna? Yeah, I really love it. It's amazing. So why don't you get one? Well, I told you, I already have a sauna. I have a wooden sauna. I said, do you use the wooden sauna? I said, no, I told you it takes so long to heat up. I never use it. So then why don't you buy a relaxed sauna? I told you, I already have a sauna. So, you know, it's like if you paid $5,000-$6,000 for a sauna, what's another $1,500?
right at that point. Yeah, they're expensive for sure. Yeah. So it was commissioned by the Japanese government. That's what I was just seeing.
Well, yes, the Japanese government or a business in Japan asked the relaxed sauna company if you could create a hot springs energy where people would go for healing. And the reason the hot springs work so well is because far infrared energy, for some reason, predominates that. And that's why, and that's all around. And that's the energy that's the loving light. It's like, you know, almost like a stepped down version of divine love. And the more of that particular frequency of light it has, the easier it is for your body to absorb the nutrients, increase your body temperature, and to cleanse, detoxify, increase the circulation, get rid of the scar tissue, get rid of the pain, get rid of the inflammation. You get rid of the inflammation, you get rid of the pain. You oxygenate the body. That kills the anaerobic bacteria. You kill the parasites as well. There's a hospital in St. George Hospital in Germany. They will get your body temperature to 100. It's a hyperthermia hospital. They'll get your temperature to 100, 405, and it'll kill everything. And they have special equipment that, that makes sure you don't get to 107, 108, because you don't want to kill the body. That defeats the whole purpose.
Just because a little is good doesn't mean more is better.
Yes.
So what is the reason for this having your head out? I like it personally, but I'm wondering if you could speak to it, if there's intentionality behind that.
I'm pro-choice on every single level you can imagine. Okay. I don't want anyone telling me I got to get a vaccine.
Right.
And frankly, I think a woman has a right to choose, you know, at the appropriate time. It's like, you know, if before you get engaged, you have a choice to decide not to or to undo it. Or you always have a choice in every minute. I think it's a spiritual principle. So I like the fact that you have a choice to put your head in or out. And wooden saunas are not fair because they do not give you that choice.
They're impressive.
Yeah, exactly. and
frankly, not have the head out option. Got it.
Yeah, no, I'm tiny, or I'm 5'6", 5'7". And I easily, I mean, I can just show you. Want me to show you in 10 seconds?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll just go right in. Mm-hmm. And I'll zip it up. See?
Yes. Okay.
So you put your head in.
All right.
Or you can or leave it out. And then frankly, I'm about a 50-50. Half the time my head is out and half the time it's in.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. So sometimes you do keep your head in. What is the reason for that design for having the head out though? Well, is there any reason behind it, or is it just convenient?
More so women with men, like you were sort of suggesting.
Yeah.
Hair doesn't get messed up.
Yeah.
You can breathe. See, Wally had a health food pharmacy company. You know, they sell to doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a wooden sauna. He's been using it for 40, 50 years. He bought one of the Relax saunas for his company lunchroom, but his wife didn't know. So we're still in San Diego about 10 years ago, and his wife is in our sauna four times every day. So he bought it for her, and she uses it all the time, but she would never, ever get into the wooden sauna because a lot of women have trouble breathing. So there's some men have trouble breathing inside the sauna because it's very, very hot. And also the fact that when Christiane Northrup bought a sauna from us about 16 years ago at a Louise Hay I Can Do It conference in Tampa, she said, I can't believe how good it feels in 30 seconds. And she says, and my hair doesn't get messed up.
This is big. Yes, we like that.
Yep. And frankly, the blood gets it. The blood gets it and the blood flows throughout the whole body. So you do get, now my sinuses will clear up in 8 minutes with my head out. And they clear up in 2 to 3 minutes if I put my head in.
So just it does circulate all throughout. It just takes longer.
Yeah. Well, the blood circulates probably in about 10 seconds. See, also what people don't understand, see, far infrared is a light, you know, and those radiators that you showed, those aren't really... Mm-hmm. Those aren't heaters, they're lighters. But we don't call them lighters because then people say, well, it doesn't even fit in my pocket. but they're far infrared light generators. And it hits the wall. It goes to the blue cloth because Farnsworth goes to clothes on a hot day. It goes to your clothes and heats you to the core, hits the back, silver, and bounces. See, that's a rough one. Wait a second. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell me that this invisible light is reflected by a mirror? I said, yeah. I said, how do you know? And I say, I observed it. I used the power of observation, which comes from the word serve, and is the antidote of judging, just so you know. See, when I go in the sauna, and I can feel this intense warmth in the back of my lower back, and it's coming from the back of the tent. But scientifically, they've also determined that far infrared light, even though it's invisible, is still reflected by a mirror. And that principle they did not teach me in seventh grade science, and I'm still a little upset about it.
Yeah, I can tell. but how do they measure that? Since it is invisible.
Well, you can feel it. You know, I don't know right. but you know, these physicists, they do a lot of stuff in the invisible.
I know.
They say that a particle actually becomes, in quantum physics, becomes a wavicle and becomes a wave. And so the wave we send to you, this is going to get a little, you know, dicey. The wave that comes out of the relaxed sauna is the same vibration as your water molecules in your cells. So it's going in and out, in and out, in and out. So basically, you are making love to the relaxed sauna frequency. And it's making love to you. And so that's why you feel so good. Now you know why the relaxed sauna feels so good.
That's awesome. So this is the light spectrum showing you. The infrared is right next to the visible light.
Right.
And the UV rays.
Right.
Yeah. As you were mentioning before, right before the microwave.
When you get too much ultraviolet, they call that suntan or sunburn. If you get too much, it's good to eat. Suntanning is good, but overeating is synonymous with getting a sunburn.
Right.
Now, just like if you overeat, you get in the relaxed sauna and it helps with digestion. If you get overexposure of ultraviolet, you have a sunburn. The last thing a person with a sunburn wants to do is get in the relaxed sauna, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least that's what they think. But when they get in the relaxed sauna, their sunburn pain of a 7 will go down to a 1 or a 0 every single time without fail. Because of the products. And again, you can bypass science and just go off and have the experience, and then you don't need the scientific data. But it's nice if you want to explain it to people to have the scientific data. But the power of observation is the beginning of all science. And I don't think Fauci knows anything about this anymore. I mean, from what they say, because science.
He is the science.
Huh?
He is the science. He told us he's the science.
Oh, yes. That's another thing I don't believe in. I don't believe in believing. I don't believe anything, and there's nothing I'm not willing to believe right now. But it's a temporary measure until we have the knowingness. Believe something, you don't know it. So belief is healthy, but if you overly believe and believe blindly and don't listen, see, listening is key, you know, and the wisdom within yourself knows everything. And that's why as we awaken, we start becoming aware of certain attitudes that people have. And we start saying, you know that phrase about getting on your high horse?
Sure.
Little kids hate that, don't they? And you know why they hate it?
Why?
Because when you get on your high horse, you look down upon people. And who wants to be looked down upon? That's painful.
Yeah.
Do you know why animals can communicate with us? Well, they understand us.
Why?
Because they see the pictures, and they see they see our pictures, and they see us as equals. And how arrogant we are to think that a dog or a cat or even a tiger is not an equal to us. Because I am an equal to everything, and even the plants are my equal. And for me to feel that I'm better because maybe I'm more unfolded, that's like a 10th grader saying I'm more ethical and more honorable than a third grader. It's the character. It's the kindness. It's like if you color like a computer program in the background, if everything you say is with kindness, then we in the freedom loving movement will be more effective in our communication, because we're dealing with a lot of people who are blind, or they're just in a tape loop, and it's like the art is, how do we communicate? I say, get them in the relaxed sauna, and that will soften their heart. It will it'll help them feel more loved, and the more love we can give people, even if we're, you know, if we're speaking our truth, but we want to, again, we want to honor all people, and that's sometimes not easy to do. And, you know, and for example, when I'm talking to someone and I see that they're not listening, I stop on a dime, because it's too painful for me to give the pearls of things that have been great joy of me to discover, for me to give it to them and bounces off. That's too painful. So I stop.
Right.
And so when you listen to your heart, or you listen to your inner guidance, or some people call that God, that's called God listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's shorten it. Call it G listening. And let's pull the hyphen out and call it glistening. So, okay. So when you listen to God, you start to glisten.
Great.
So anyway, you know, being in the relaxed sauna gets me into these spaces where I have these realizations.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a couple of days ago, and I was just sort of tuned in, and I mean, that warm, loving light is just. I mean, it's like the equivalent of looking at a beautiful sunset, in the sense of eye beauty and warmth beauty. I mean, it just blows you away of how good it feels, of how it gets you connected to that which you are. And
right.
I've been in other saunas, and they're good, and I love them, but they're not the relaxed sauna. And
right.
And I don't know how to express. It's like they give a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even if you've tried it as a show, we don't want anyone buying a relaxed sauna and not being happy with it. It is the pinnacle of all the products we've ever sold in my health store in the last 44 years. And all this, you know, I've been selling two other health food stores and health professionals, massage tools, et cetera, you know, green foods, medicinal mushroom, Chinese herbs, oxygen products like chlorine dioxide and MMS kind of things. And I've been doing that in essential oils. We started selling in 86. For some reason, because I got connected because of experiences I had in 70, 71, I've been at the forefront, you know, in introducing new products to the world. So when I started promoting the relaxed sauna in 2001, I mean, this sauna is different and more therapeutic than any other sauna. And that's not to say that your sauna isn't a wonderful sauna and isn't very, very beneficial. And it's not to say that other energy devices like DEMF, like red light, like near-infrared lasers, okay? The research on near-infrared is all on the lasers. There's no research on near-infrared light bulbs. We did a research on near-infrared light bulbs in 2004, comparing it to this, and this was significantly more effective in pigs, mice, and humans, in penetrating and increasing circulation. The research that they talk about on the near infrared website is all about the lasers, which has nothing to do with the light or the sauna. So it's like, and I don't even know if they know that, or they think, well, it's the same, but it's not. But you know, again, you go with your experience, and you know, if you have acne, the near infrared is good. But Defarent is also good for acne because it doesn't go 1 to 2 millimeter. It goes 40 to 50 millimeters. And the classic book, you know, on that, all about far infrared saunas, is this book that came out by Dr. Sherry Rogers.
Detoxifier Dye.
Yes, exactly. And that's a picture of her. But yes, and this lady, She has, this lady is Rebecca Harder, and she, okay. she wrote this book way back, about 10 years ago or 8 years ago. And okay. she'd been using a wooden sauna for 10 years. And every mm-hmm. time she went by our booth, she just snubbed her nose or, you know, just turned her nose and said, well, my sauna and that sauna, no way. And then finally, mm-hmm. she had some time around maybe 7-8 years ago. She said, okay, I got a few minutes. Let me go into the Relax sauna. In 3 minutes, mm-hmm. and she has about 15 pages on fire and fit energy in that book. And she says that if you want to feel fabulous in the 21st century, remember we talked about the toxins since the 60s mm-hmm. and 70s? If you want to feel fabulous in the 21st century, a far infrared sauna is an absolute necessity, a necessity, mm-hmm. because it's like, you know, Dr. Akpinar said, you know, when he took the Relax sauna on a trip, he said, I don't know how people can live without this. Dr. Brian Clement of Hippocrates Institute traveled mm-hmm. with the Relax sauna, and it took wow. him a long time to finally, you know, but a friend of his who he had healed about 12 years ago said, Brian, the Relax sauna is different, you know, and you almost have to have that personal experience like you. I mean, people, they trust you. I hope I do. I bet you, you're beautiful energy. Okay.
Thank you.
When someone like you says, I have it, it's good. I love it. Mm-hmm. And especially when someone like you has been in other saunas and mm-hmm. compared them and said, this is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have one lady, she had many, many podcasts selling wooden saunas, and then she couldn't access them, and she got a hold of our sauna, and she said, oh my gosh, I thought this is the only portable sauna that answers those three questions that other saunas, you get a good sweat, and mm-hmm. the other, you know, and she said,
yeah, you break a sweat really quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't think other.
It takes me a long time even when I work out, it takes forever for me to break a sweat. So it's but it's pretty quick in that sauna. So.
And she also didn't believe that portable saunas could raise body temperature.
Right.
We do. I mean, you know, like.
Yeah, definitely.
Rhonda Patrick and Andrew Huberman talk all about the fitness saunas.
Mm-hmm.
They say, and they want you to be in there for 180 to 212 degrees. To be able to raise body temperature 3 degrees. And as far as Rhonda Patrick is concerned, she says the wooden infrared saunas can't do that.
Right.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I know that the relaxed sauna can.
Right.
You know, and if you know, if I could ever get a hold of her, or if anyone knows her, tell her about the relaxed sauna and check it out. And maybe she'll start saying, well, except for the relaxed sauna. this one, it is like magical, and it's a process of communicating. It's a process, mm-hmm. and I'm in love with the process of how things work, you know, because mm-hmm. you know, and that's to me what life is all about. That and the process, you have to honor it, you know. It's like the gambler sure. song, you know, mm-hmm. you know when to play him, and you know when to fold. So it's like all wave is learning to ride that cosmic wave. As a matter of fact, I was meditating 25 years ago, and here's what they told me. They told me momentum, taking advantage of the moment, propel mm-hmm. yourself into greatness. And so when you're taking advantage of the moment, you're living in the moment, and that magic word, you're listening. Okay? And when you're listening and a new wave comes by, you step in front of that wave and it propels you into greatness.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Now, these are the kind of insights I get in the sauna, but actually I had that insight before I got into the sauna. That was actually while meditating. That's what I heard, those words. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's a lesson for me and for anyone in this world. We all need to learn to just tune in and be who we are and to honor all life, to love all life and to love ourselves. And most people, you know, what's really funny, you know, judging is like one of the worst things you could do. And the antidote is to observe.
Mm-hmm.
In every judgment, there's a secret dark lining. It's called the complaint. So instead of complaining about what wasn't, you can enjoy what is. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more fun. And
yeah,
it's a lot right. more fun.
Yeah. I would say the antidote for, depression is really gratitude.
Exactly.
So seeing what you have and appreciating what you have is like the key to happiness, right?
It certainly helps. Yeah. Joy.
So, for joy. Absolutely.
They say no pain, no gain. Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. But there's a greater principle. You can have gain through joy. You don't have to go through pain to get joy. You can now do it. You can do it through joy to get gain.
For joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People, when they go, we have a sign a lot of times at our conferences where we have exhibit the Relax Sauna. We say brings joy.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So you were talking about people bringing it on a plane. It folds up and it's that small and they can move it around places and they can travel with it.
I wasn't sure they could take a carry case on the plane, but this one couple did and they got took it on as a carry on without the chair. Now, without the chair, and you can just use any chair. You can use a hotel chair or any folding card table chair. And what you do is you put a towel on the chair, two towels. There's underneath that towel, there's a chair. There's a towel, a folded bath towel. And so all my sweat will go on those two towels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of like a secret. Then all you do is turn it on for 5 minutes and we have negative ions in there. We don't tell anyone because it's other companies make a big deal about the fact that they have it. To me, it's like, so it's just, it's the far infrared energy that we exude from there. That's the beauty. That's the strength of the Relax Sauna. That's what we focus on. But you self-cleanse in 5 minutes.
Okay, it's the negative ions that do that.
Yes, in our generator, it's part of. We have a temperature controlled that dial. We have a temperature controlled semiconductor chip that controls the temperature. So we're pretty much at 135, 140, 145 degrees in 5 minutes, and it stays there and slowly increases. Now we have I like to say we have a sophisticated temperature control device. If it gets too hot.
It's called the zipper.
You got it. You just on the zipper. And it's funny. I'm after 20, 22 minutes. That's the magic when you're really, really sweating. And then you start to get too hot.
Uh-huh.
And you're hotter than heck. And then you unzip the zipper 8 inches and you're comfortable and you're still sweat profusely. It does not. Mm-hmm. You do not have to be hot. You need to be warm. And even when people get out, sometimes they'll continue to sweat for 10, 15, 20 minutes. Now, if you only do it once or twice a week, it's probably good to let yourself continue to sweat and cleanse for the next 10, 20 minutes. But if you use it every day, I shower right away. You don't have to shower right away. And a lot of people are afraid, are the toxins going to be reabsorbed? No, it's a one-way valve. I took rebounder training, those mini trampolines. I got training in that by Al Carter in the 81, 82. It's a one-way valve, the lymphatic system. You're on outflow. You're not going to reabsorb the nutrients. If you towel dry, you're certainly not going to reabsorb the nutrients. We have a lot of Major League Baseball teams who are really, really excited about the Relax Sauna. Really excited. And we've been catering to them for about 40 years now. And more and more and more, athletes are discovering the Relax Sauna is the sauna of choice for them. But it's water seeking its level. People have a desire to get certain results and they get some results from the other saunas, but when they get in the Relax Sauna, the results are magnified. We have one lady and her husband is a naturopathic doctor. She's been since age 13, been using saunas since then. And for the last 8 years or so, she's been using the Relax Sauna. She says, whenever I get that lactic acid buildup, no biggie. I know in a half an hour, I'm going to be in the Relax Sauna. It's all going to be gone. You get leg cramps, they can go away. One lady, she bought the sauna because she had fibromyalgia. And she said, you know, and then she was like pretending she was upset. You didn't tell me it got rid of restless leg syndrome. She said, I didn't have reckless leg syndrome. I had reckless body syndrome, and that I've been on 8 experimental drugs for it, and none of them worked. And I get in the relaxed sauna, and within a month, it's all gone.
Wow.
Besides my fibromyalgia.
So that's amazing.
She sort of pretended she was really pissed. Like one lady took the relaxed sauna in Cincinnati. It's about 16 years ago, 18 years ago. She took it up to her hotel room. I actually put it up in her hotel room, and she got in the relaxed sauna. And then the next day she came back. She said, I want to tell you, I had the best sleep in my life in a hotel. Mm-hmm. And so it's really funny to get all this feedback and,
sure.
And again, you know, there's a lot of other good energy medicine devices. We go to hyperbaric oxygen chamber conferences. Mm-hmm. We go to ozone conferences. There's a guy who's got a hyperbaric oxygen chamber clinic in mm-hmm. Idaho, and he sold about 300 of the relaxed saunas to his clients. So, you know, ozone and relaxed sauna, there's 2 ozone companies that sell ozone saunas, and they use the relaxed sauna and the relaxed sauna tent as part of their own mm-hmm. sauna. So we're gaining traction, and more people are realizing, you know, in the future, they're not going to call it a sauna. They're going to call it the relax.
Just the relax. How hot does it get? And you were saying it at 135, 140 around there, but
it can get up to 170. It can get up to
159,
170. Someone even said it got up to 175, which is, unless you're an athlete, it's very uncomfortable.
Mm.
So,
I like heat, so.
You like, and this guy, my science director, says that you can have a super. If you go 30 minutes and 45 minutes, you can have a lot of things happen. For those who want to experiment with it, they can have great results. Just like I said, you can take the radiator out or order a separate radiator. Mm-hmm. They're $1,200. The whole sauna is $1,500. But you can order the black sauna, tent sauna is $2,100. We have a lie down sauna also. But you can order the radiator and put it in your room, your bedroom, and make it into a healing room.
And make it into a heating room.
Okay. That's what he does. He took those ties. So okay. 30 minute timer doesn't work. And it stayed 24/7.
So how much is everything? It's just for people to know.
Yeah. Well, the silver sauna is $1,500 on the internet. It's a $2,000 sauna. But we say it this way. You can get a sauna worth $100 on the internet on Amazon for $250 or $500, $600. You can get a sauna worth $300 or $400 for $1,200. You can get a $5,000 to $8,000 sauna for that much, you know, and they're worth that much. Or you can get a sauna worth $15,000, which is the relaxed sauna, and the silver one's only $1,500, and the black one's only $2,100, and the lie down sauna's only $1,500.
And if they use my discount, Quartz, Quartz,
when are you putting this on, when are you publishing this video?
I think probably next week.
Okay.
Yeah, I think next week.
Okay. So till the end of April, your discount will be $150.
Awesome.
Okay. Till the end of April. And starting May 1st, the discount will still be there, but it'll be $100.
Awesome. So that is awesome. Definitely take advantage of that. That's a huge discount. So $150 till the end of April.
Yeah.
So we'll get this out there and use Quartz, Quartz. And then after that, if you wait, you snooze, you lose May 1st, but you still get $100 off. So you still win.
Yeah.
You just don't win as much. So
exactly.
But if the early bird will get the worm, but you'll still get a great discount either way. That's awesome. Thank you. We appreciate that.
The most important thing, this is going to transform their house into a home. You know,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Because where there's a home, there's a hearth, a place of warmth.
Yes. Yes. That's why people put fireplaces in their homes. So.
Do you know why washing machines work?
Why?
Because the water, even though the clothes are solid, right? Mm-hmm. The water actually goes through the clothes and cleans every fiber of that clothing.
True.
So the far infrared energy, our body is solid, but the far infrared energy goes through our cells of the body and cleanses every cell. The same way water cleanses the fiber. So that's sort of how it works.
Right.
Yeah, explanation of how it works.
Yeah. And it penetrates.
When you increase the body temperature, see, if you increase if you have a water and you increase the temperature of the water, more salt can be absorbed into it.
Right.
Okay. And so we went to a talk, and this one, you know, at a naturopathic doctor show, and one of the speakers said, if you can increase your body temperature 1 degree, you can increase your absorption of nutrients 20%.
Mm. Wow.
And so, you know, on so many levels, you know, again, that's if Hippocrates said that all I need is to increase your temperature, give you a fever, and I can cure you of any disease. Oh my God. So increasing body temperature is like a secret. And the result is what you talked about, heart rate variability. And, and that's when you can increase heart rate variability. And all saunas will do this to a lesser or greater degree. That's the purpose of it. The Mayo Clinic says that you should not use, if you're a heart patient, they said, do not use a finish sauna. Do not use a hot tub, because your heart has to race to find an equilibrium between the inside and outside temperature. But a far infrared sauna, they say in 2004, will increase the body temperature. So because of that, there's no equilibrium problem. So that's sort of important. Now, if you have a pacemaker or titanium rod or breast implants, none of that stuff matters. The relaxed energy only affects the water molecules. So people say, well, what about a pacemaker or screws or pins?
Right.
No, you can go in the relaxed sauna and still have incredible benefit with no negative, you know, whatever contraindicatives. The only contraindicative is dehydration, because you sweat a lot. So all I got to do is make sure I drink about 8 to 12 ounces of water before I go in, and I have a much better sweat. So I recommend that. If you want to use electrolytes, that's a good thing to do always. And it's been really, really there. You know, we're doing more and more research articles. We had some research done in Detroit about a year or two ago. We increased muscle oxygen 45%. Massage therapists who use this before they get a massage for 7 minutes, 5 minutes, it warms the fascia so they can go in and do what they're trained to do. And they have much powerful massage chiropractors. Anyone who does body work, if you don't have a relaxed sauna that they go in for 5-7 minutes before you do your magic, you're not utilizing your talents. You know, steps have lettuce makers. they don't make the salads, okay? Or they don't cut the salad, they don't cut the lettuce or whatever.
So you can get some you can get some Element and use that and have 8 to 12 ounces of water before you go in your sauna.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. It's awesome.
It's a very magical experience. And I like that. You know, you're whoever's working with you, they're on the ball, Courtney.
A good little research team there behind the scenes.
I mean, I just magic a word, like I magic a word, and all of a sudden it's on my cell phone. They're trying to sell me it.
Yeah.
you're better than them.
This is a big compliment here.
Thanks.
So use the code Quartz, QURTZ, and through April, you will get $150 off. And after that, it will be $100 off. So, yeah, definitely take advantage of that. That's a huge opportunity. Great discount. So, yeah, well, thank you so much. Do you have anything else you want to leave us with. And
have we been there? Having fun for the last hour and a half?
I have, yeah. I've learned a lot.
Well, it's important to have fun. And when you go in the relaxed sauna, you can really have a lot of fun.
I concur. I love saunas. And so tell people, is it a good idea? I know people, at least where we are, it's getting warm, yeah. Right? So sometimes people feel like they don't need saunas as much. Can you talk about that?
Okay. See, the sunlight is over 50% near infrared, and I don't know what else is in there, but there's really not enough fire and fit in the sun to compensate for all the toxins that are in the water, the earth, the air, you know, and whatever they do.
The streaks they make in the sky.
Right. I know. I was going to say that, you know. Why, what in the world are they spraying? Why is this necessary? I mean, this is absurd. We sort of learn why they're doing it. And if they only knew who and what they were, they could never, ever do the dastardly deeds that they do.
This was right before the eclipse. And we didn't get, yes, they made a little cross there. And they thought they were being cute. But we didn't get the picture of this, but they actually made, it was like stripes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just like in a row of stripes.
And who are these people and why are they doing that? And any answer you get, a lot of times may not be true.
It's crazy. I think they didn't want us to see it. So they made the sky really hazy and... Yeah. Yeah, but there's definitely funny business going on in the skies. So yeah,
with all the toxins in the world, it's like Rebecca Harder said, if you want to feel fabulous in the 21st century, if you've been and injured and you're not getting results, I mean, everyone who has been vaccine injured or has side effects, if they're not in the relaxed sauna, they're not utilizing all the tools that are being given to them by life of itself. And this, it's like, it's almost like it's a crying shame when someone continues to be in pain, doesn't get a whole lot better. And if they would use the relaxed sauna, they would, any athlete, a strength coach, they do as much as they can, then they get them in the relaxed sauna and they're going to do better. So no matter what treatment you're doing, and there are a lot of good ones out there, that again, the solutions are coming. First of all, the solutions are coming. There were not that many solutions way back 3 years ago, and now they're available to us. And us light bearers, us truth seekers, our lovers of life, you know, we are working together to create solutions. You know, that's what we're putting our attention on. And if we put our attention on and we're listening, then we start hearing and introduced to the world. And if everyone would do this, the world would disappear. our worlds would get a lot more joyful. And whoever wants to partake of what we partake, you know, it's like the Harry meets Sally, you know, kind of movie. I want what she's eating. So
I love that movie. when you were talking about the athletes, it's a really the better athlete is somebody who can recover the fastest. So because then you're able to, it's really like people who need a longer recovery, then you can't go as hard. So the sauna helping with recovery is huge for athletes. Yeah.
That's what, you know, we have a 28-page booklet that's on the website and they can go and look at it. We have a page of massage therapists talking about athletes, marathon runners saying, oh my gosh, I have my day back. People, mothers of autistic kids.
That's what I was going to ask about, because you were saying the vaccine injured. So this is for any kind, right? I imagine because it's detoxifying, it probably helps chelate.
Right.
So that would be really any, it's not just the recent jabs, but really any kind of.
Right, exactly. We've been going to autism conferences. We've probably been to about 15 or 20 of them. The mothers love the relaxed
sauna. I'm sure.
But we have a number of autistic.
Bring the spa home.
Right, exactly. It's been very helpful for many. And we're excited to educate many people about it, about the potential. You know,
sure.
Even if they don't get a relaxed sauna, at least they know that there's, I don't like the word hope. I like the word, because sometimes you hope when you don't believe it's going to happen. But just the,
that's actually like counter to the definition of hope, but that would be kind of like a faking hope.
Yes, but, exactly. Yes. It's
because hope means that you believe you have some power over your future. I mean, that's a literal definition of hope.
Exactly. I like the word faith or trust. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're all good words to get us to that. That's, you know, like one last thing. It's like, you know why you can't have what you want?
Why can't you have what you want?
Because the picture you're looking at when you want something is you not having.
Oh.
So if, but then you talked about gratefulness, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the antidote.
Right.
You be grateful for the wish fulfilled. You go into the future and be grateful that you have this puppy that's licking you on the face and you're holding it instead of seeing it in a cage, wanting it.
Right.
So that's that's how to accelerate the process. This is the secret that they didn't quite tell you about in The Secret.
Right. Yeah. They had kernels of truth in it, but there was a lot more mysticism than actual reality. But
Well, you know, you just have to you have the vision, you know, like Jimmy Cricket, when you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. You have to give it a lot of passion. And then the you have to not care. You have to try so hard. We've done everything you can do. And then you have to not care and just trust and go on with life, doing what you need to go. And all of a sudden, your wish in the past becomes your present. And it just comes through the back door. And there you're experiencing it. You know, it's just an attitude of working on our attitude and like I said, the ability to put our attention or focus where we want. And the relaxed sauna has the right attitude and helps you focus. and you're inspired by it. So you become that energy and you actually, since your cells become, you are a Farnford light beam. So you do it to yourself. It's like automatic. And that's why. It's very unique and a very beautiful experience for you.
It's a positive feedback loop.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I love them. They feel amazing and they're super convenient because they do heat up really quickly and because I don't have to do my hair and makeup afterwards and because they're quick and because they're portable. We can move them around. So these are all really great traits. So,
what other benefits do you get? Like besides feeling good and energized and relaxed, have you ever gone in and had a lot of pain and all of a sudden it's gone away, or you just never have pain and you just feel great?
No, it definitely helps with pain. I tend to be sore a lot. Uh-huh. I think, I train pretty hard and I don't get nearly enough sleep. So yeah, it definitely helps with that. And, definitely helps with the, you know, energy because I should work on the sleep part more, but
sleeping, or if you wake up at 3 a.m, have trouble sleeping, you go on the relaxed sauna for 5-10 minutes and boom, you fall right to sleep.
Ooh, I'll have to try that. Yeah. Okay.
You know,
I don't have trouble falling asleep, but if I wake up, then it's usually not so good from there. But
if you use it in the morning, it puts a cup of coffee to shame in the morning.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's my Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, and I tend to be cold. I don't have great circulation. I have rain outs. So I like the sauna for that. It helps, you know.
Do you do it a lot where you just go in for 5 to 7 minutes with your clothes on?
That's what I like about that I can do that. Yeah. I mean, I don't always, when I have the time to,
I found the secret of using it in the summertime when it's really hot.
Please say that again?
The secret of how to use it during the summertime when it's really hot.
Oh, okay.
You turn on the air conditioner first. Because sometimes when it's real hot, the last thing you want to do is go into the sauna. So just turn on the air conditioner a little bit, get it up to the point where all of a sudden you become a little uncomfortable and go into the sauna. Okay. And oh my God, it's so wonderful. Of course it.
There we go. I'll just put the air on really cold and I'll be freezing, and then I'll just hop in the sauna.
That's right.
I'll grab some ice cubes and then hop in the sauna.
Because people say, well, I live in Arizona. I live in, you know, wherever. I live in Florida. And I say, yeah, but the fire, you living in Arizona, that doesn't help you with your Lyme disease. But if you live in Arizona and you use the Relax Sauna, then that would help a lot.
Sure.
Yeah. They don't see it as, it's not heat. It's not hot. It's loving light that's going to, you know, that's going to accelerate the water molecules in your body. It's going to oxygenate.
Yeah, it is definitely different. I don't feel like, it doesn't feel like I'm in like a hot room. It feels, it's more of an internal kind of a heat.
Yeah. And that's the magic of it. And that's the difference between the relaxed sauna and other saunas. Give you more of that internal heat than the
other
two. The purpose of
it's not topical. It's not like, it doesn't feel like, you know, exothermic. Like it's just definitely kind of coming from within. It's like inside radiating out. Whereas I think a lot of saunas I've experienced, you feel like you walk into something hot, you're waiting for the heat to penetrate. Yeah. This is kind of like internal versus external penetrating.
And that's exactly how the sauna differs from red light, near infrared laser. Okay. Microcurrent technology, they're all really good and they've all got a track record and they all got, you know, and I believe in them all. But if you want increased body temperature, that's a different kind of a therapy. And a lot of times that's what a person needs to go to the next level. We want you to go to the next level of therapy, of healing. We want you to go to the next level of vitality.
Right. Yeah, I definitely, I definitely agree with that, because I know, like I was saying, I don't have great circulation. So for me, you know, it's not just about like moving the environment that I'm in. It's really, I need to build the heat like all throughout. So I have rain out. So like my hands and my feet get very cold, and I'm very sensitive to changes in temperature.
So when you first got the Relax Sauna, what did you expect and what did you experience?
I mean, I knew because I had used it, you know, at the conferences with you, right? So I had already had an experience with it. And I remember feeling the difference with that. That was the biggest thing that I noticed, was just I felt like an internal heat radiating. And that's very different than what I typically feel. Typically I feel, and I love saunas. I mean, I love sauna, the wooden sauna, you know, that my fiance got me. I love that. But it feels like I'm walking into, it's a new environment that I'm walking into. So like it's a warm, you know, heated space. Whereas this one, when I walk into it, it's not heated from the beginning, you know, like it's so, as I sit in it, it's like I start to heat up.
Yeah,
that's kind of a different feeling.
Yeah,
and I think that's part of why it's energizing.
Yes,
because it's forcing the heat within. So, yeah, and that's I would say that's kind of the biggest difference that I feel.
So when you activate the nervous system, I can't even think of the word, the parasympathetic nervous system,
right?
And you get into the now. I have a new definition of pain. You want to hear what it is? It's the awareness.
Okay.
It's the awareness of time.
Yeah, I think you had mentioned that last time. I've heard people say that, and that makes sense.
And so when you activate the parasympathetic nervous system, you're outside of time. So there's no
pain. Right.
And then that activates the mitochondria to create ATP and nitric oxide, and that's why you feel energized.
Right.
Yeah.
So I do have a logistical question. Yeah. Do we ship everywhere? Where does this ship?
Yeah, we ship everywhere in the United States.
And okay.
We ship in all over the world, Canada, Mexico, France, England, Australia, Israel.
Great.
You know, we don't We don't ship to Germany because there's an exclusive importer in Germany.
Interesting.
And with Taiwan, we don't ship there or to China, but most of the countries we will ship to.
Okay.
The unfortunate, plus we give you, if you're in England or Australia, we give you the 220 volt and the plug that works in your country. And
great.
But it does cost $400. They're made in Taiwan. We only stock in the United States, sauna, the 110 or the 120 currency.
Okay.
But they can order it's $400 shipping from Taiwan. It's only a week to 10 days usually. We ship from Las Vegas, Nevada, and we ship from Columbus, Ohio. So that means anywhere in the United States can get it in 1 or 2 or 3 days.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you said it's roughly around a week for other countries typically.
Yeah, 10 days. Canada
10 days.
Take 5 to 7 days. Alaska, 5 to 7 days. Okay. Hawaii, you know. Mm-hmm. We'll ship wherever. As far as I know, we can ship almost everywhere.
That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then the company in Taiwan is 42 years old, and they've been it's an electrical company. And this thing was invented in 1997. They won an award in Pittsburgh at an inventors convention for the semiconductor chip. And then, then they made a bed out of this little lamp, and then they started making the portable tents, you know, or to go around the sauna. And the purpose of the tent is to reflect the light, because cats lie out in the sun. They don't lie in the shade.
And right.
I'd be in front of the light, and I've got pictures of cats sitting on the towel on the chair. Mm-hmm. Dozens of pictures people send me of their pets. You know, and my schnauzer used to go into the sauna. My ex-wife would be in the sauna, and then all of a sudden he would do this, and she'd open it up, and he'd walk in and lie underneath the chair. And then after 10 minutes, he would do this, and she'd let it out. And animals love the sauna. Babies love the sauna. Kids love the sauna.
So it's safe for babies. Is it safe for... safe for pregnant women, safe for nursing?
Yeah, I definitely. Now, there's a lot of, you know, there's a Finnish study that proved that Finnish saunas were safe for pregnant women. And if you've been pregnant and you haven't been using it for a long time, you could probably still go in for 5 to 7 minutes. But I won't recommend you go in. I'll say, you know, it's. One lady came to me the first year. She'd been using the sauna. She said, I used it every day through my whole pregnancy. The baby came out super clean. And so I just never assumed there was a problem with being pregnant. And all of a sudden people say, oh, you shouldn't use it while you're pregnant. And I'm saying, why? Mm. Well, you know, so again, if you're a real brazen and you're your own person and you don't listen to anyone and you go in, more than likely, you're not going to have a problem. But I'm going to take responsibility. You have to listen to your body.
Sure.
But it's like, then I heard someone saying you shouldn't be doing it while breastfeeding. I said, that's crazy because, you know, so many people have postpartum depression. And those are the people who need to go into the relaxed sauna because it gets rid of depression and anxiety. Like
more
than anything else. And so in this friend of mine who was working for me about 5 years ago pointed this out about the woman, the holistic doctor saying you shouldn't use it while breastfeeding because you don't want the toxin to circulate and get in the breast milk. Well, if you do it every day, there's going to be less and less toxins in your breast milk, you know? So I went online. And there are these people that had a center. They had a wooden sauna. There are three of them who owned the center. And they all were breastfeeding all the time while using the sauna. So, again, you have to be careful who you listen to because you become the effect. Because when you believe something, you become a slave to your beliefs. And so, and a lot of the beliefs are based on someone's, let's throw that thought out. And it's not even true. You know, right. At least it may be true for them, but that doesn't mean it's true for you. So, sure. You know, it takes, and that's what we're all about. We're all about finding, you know, freedom in this world. We want the planet to be a better place. But see, mm-hmm. when you find spiritual freedom within yourself, and the more people who do that, then the world becomes a better place as a byproduct.
Right.
So the more people who are honest to themselves, truthful, honor other people, and fight like hell to express themselves, to not let people bully you, and just mm-hmm. defend your rights and express yourself, and point this out to people, the more, you know, we will be able to have a planet where it honors the Constitution. You know, it honors our inalienable rights to have the experiences we came here to do. And it's like, right. Oh my gosh. I mean, even, you know, when I got in the industry in 71 or 73, it's like, it's a cat and mouse game. You know, mm-hmm. can't say a vitamin will help you do this. You know, you can't say an herbal remedy that they've been using in China for 50 years that everyone knows helps with, you know, getting the tummy to start aching or whatever. You can't say these things. You can't even hint at it. Because mm-hmm. the pharmaceutical government's not going to make money, you
right?
Know, it's competition and
yeah. Pharma mafia. Yep.
Right. I mean, you know, when I was little, you couldn't advertise drugs on TV. You know, and even Nixon said, "Say no to drugs." And what the hell? He said, "Say no to drugs." Why the hell aren't you listening?
Right. Yeah. And now it's a push a pill for everything. So
They made a federal illegal for a year or so in 1993, but they didn't make the pharmaceutical drugs illegal.
I know.
And
yes.
It's the same thing here. It's okay to go into a restaurant and walk in there with your mask on, but now you can take it off. I mean,
The reason it was a novel virus is because it's the very first one that had a GPS and an internal clock.
That's right. So, you got
yes.
it. So, yes. You know, but anyone who sits there and back, and my training is in mathematics. And again, you know, science is data driven, you know,
right.
It's, and I got a degree in logic, you know, and I'm really good at mm-hmm. logic. And I can see mm-hmm. when they say, well, this happens, therefore this. I said, no. no, you know,
the logic was faulty.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there is so much faulty logic or non-logic or illogical.
Right.
But, no, I can't work myself up over it. You just have to laugh, you know, because
right.
the water needs to come out. You can get it through sweating or laughing, or if you don't do it that way, you can do it through crying.
Well, we'll up for sweating and laughter. Yeah. So we'll get the sauna and we'll put on some comedy. How about that? So use the promo code Quartz, and through April, you will get $150 off. And after that, starting May, it will be $100 off. And thank you so much. This has been a delight. I learned a lot, and I really appreciate you sharing all your knowledge and spending all this time with us. Please tell I where do we go? It's relaxasaunas.com. I'm going to put up
relaxasaunas with an S on the end, relaxasaunas.com. And when you go to the where it says shop now, and you click on one of the saunas or whatever, and then when it says at the end, when it says go check out, then it'll say put discount code in if you have one. And that's where you put Quartz in. And then you put your name and your credit card. So we don't ask you your credit card or your name or anything until you're at checkout.
Great.
So we honor your privacy.
We love that. Yes. Well, yes. So there you go. Well, thank you so much.
It's been a
and thank you all for watching and listening.
It's been a pleasure. I like sharing, you know, my ideals of freedom and the ability to be loved and to love. Then I think Relax Sauna helps for all that.
I agree. And who doesn't love those things? So thank you.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.